What did you see on the film when you reviewed last night?
On the video, we had a chance to go through it as a staff. A lot of corrections. And I think like each and every week, no different than last week against Seattle, just the fundamentals. We have to do a better job. That's what we'll focus on. Obviously, had a lot of injuries in the game. You have a chance to look at those individually, break those down, and, just continue to learn and grow. A lot of people played in the game last night, so from that you gather experience. That'll definitely help us moving forward. Running the football, we like to have more attempts, turnovers, defense, the big plays was something that we're really focused on going into the game. We didn't take care of that. And special teams was pretty much a wash. So, the punting was not quite what it needed to be. So, a lot to learn from, and really our focus today, you grade the tape, and we'll watch it with the players Wednesday morning. But this has been a big day for the training room, trying to get our hands around exactly where we are, which right now we don't have all the information in, and probably won't have clarity till Wednesday.
Talk about running the football more. Obviously, without your starting tackles, the protection gets mentioned, but how much of that did that kind of limit what you were able to do in the running game as well?
Well, it's just, the flow of the game is important. If you can draw up how you'd like to play a game, particularly, last night, based on who lined up and where they lined up and all the things and who was lined up across from them, the first series was really the outlook. So the game went to a pure man game, which we anticipated. We had some opportunities. The completion percentage was very high. That was something that we knew that we had to accomplish going in. So, but that swing right before the half and in the first series in the second half, that was a huge momentum swing for Atlanta. Obviously, the point swing at that time, and we were really fighting uphill from that point on. So, guys played with great effort, and like I said, a lot of people played last night. So, from that, the experience will move forward.
Like, what's the concern level with Jordan's injury going forward?
No, I can't. Yeah, it's. I don't have anything for you on any of the players. So we're still working through it. We got back at 3 a.m. Not everybody has a big private jet like you, Rob, for ESPN. So we got back a little later, and so we had a lot of work to do.
So, Mike, I'm sorry. Do you at least have enough information at 7 o'clock tonight here that none of them are season-ending at least?
I'm sorry?
That none of the injuries are season-ending. Do you at least know that much at this point?
I don't think I'll be reporting on season-ending injuries, no.
You mentioned that a lot of players got a chance to play. What did you think of the way that Kevin King played after you put him in the lineup?
Kevin did a lot of good things. I thought he did good in his matchup opportunities. And, he's a young man that's, he's had some injury things that he fought through in training camp. And he's definitely earned the opportunity to potentially play more.
Like, what are the challenges for you as a play caller and then for Aaron, given how much he likes to extend plays, to try and figure out the best way to play when you're playing with two inexperienced tackles? It looked like you did, from a play calling perspective, a great job early and get the ball out of his hand quickly, but doesn't that kind of take away what also makes him as special as he is when you can't do that as much?
Well, I agree with your opinion there. But it's football. You have to play. This is the NFL. Every team goes through injuries. We had a number of injuries to one position, kind of unusual with the tackle situation. So, we were able to practice that way, and you prepare to go whatever you need to, where you need to go. And you could be frankly, having the Sunday night game, frankly, helped me personally. Just had more time Saturday night and Sunday to prepare to play whatever, way that we needed to play. So, and obviously Aaron's, his ability to handle those things and make adjustments at the line of scrimmage and, getting into a no-huddle game was very productive for us. But, the goal was to play more standard huddle as we did at the beginning of the game.
There are a lot of injuries last night. Playing on a new surface, were there any issues with the playing field?
I don't have any comments about the playing field. It's a new field. So, I mean, when I look at injuries, you know, that's part of our video study. You know, it's our training staff looks at the injury, how it happened. You know, you take in the feedback. You know, there's a lot more data available. So, you know, that's why you evaluate every injury as its own. And I think it gives you the best course of action in the rehab. But more importantly, I think it's important to always stay in tune with that as, you know, as far as how you're training your team.
Mike, you got a short week, in essence, just because of your late arrival this morning, and then two games in, you know, Monday, or Sunday, Thursday. How's that going to impact kind of trying to figure out how you're going to handle it?
Well, yeah, no, I'm with you there. That's really for the medical staff. I mean, they have a hard job. You know, they don't, you know, it's not black and white. You know, it's they don't ever say, hey, this guy's going to make it or this guy's not going to make it. So, once again, every injury is different, too. I mean, you got veteran players that you've been through it with. You got younger players that you may not have been through it with. You know, what kind of injury is it? You know, can they play with it? We're, you know, playing two games on grass. You know, that definitely factors into it. So, that's why you just need time right now. So, we'll have a better grip on it. I mean, it's going to affect the way you practice Wednesday. I mean, I think that's loud and clear. Coming off a Sunday night game usually does affect the way you practice on Wednesday. So, you know, those are things I'm focused on.
Mike, given how long it had been since McCray played right tackle, how did you think he held up?
I thought he did a good job. I mean, I thought he did his job. You know, he was physical. He was tough. You know, obviously he had some. You know, that was not the type of game we prefer to get into, you know, with as far as the pass-run ratio. But, you know, I was proud of both him and Kyle, the way they lined up and competed. They didn't blink. I mean, they enjoyed it. Like, their personalities were such that, they really thrived and, you know, really enjoyed the opportunity. So I really liked the look in their eye throughout the week and especially last night.
Some of the explosive runs against your defense last night?
Really, you know, it comes down to the gap integrity, you know, just, you know, leverage football technique. I mean, things like that. It's, you know, it's just unfortunate, you know, because I thought we did a very good job in week one, and we weren't as clean clearly last night in our run defense. And that's what good defense does. For them to be able to stay balanced, run and pass, I mean, that was a big part of their success.
Not sure you had a chance to watch the film, but what did you think of the offensive pass interference calls, the one on Martellus and then the one on Geronimo?
Well, you have a chance to look at those, and, you know, you just go through the process with the officiating department. So it's a good system, good check and balance. You know, at the end of the day, it's all about communication.
Has your opinion changed at all since?
I'm sorry?
Has your opinion changed at all since last night? You were pretty upset with the calls. I mean, now that you had a chance to watch them on film, and are you still in disagreement with how that was called?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't think it's. Yeah, I mean, it's part of the game of football. Yeah, I didn't agree with the call.
Like, without knowing exactly what your plan with the Kevin King and the corners going in was, how much of the way he ended up playing guys was injury related, performance related? Did you make some in-game changes based on what was happening?
Yeah, there's a lot going on as far as guys getting nicked and banged, going back in. I mean, it is. I don't. If you guys look at our bench, I mean, there's a point there. I know when I looked over at the bench, it was 10 guys on the bench. You know, it just this one reminded me a little bit of Washington in 2010. Just, I mean, this guy's up, this guy's down. We have a system with the trainers where, you know, they have a yellow card and they walk by me and they just write the number and just, you know, just keep it going. And that seemed like it just went on all night. You know, guys going down, going back up. Hopefully that's our one game, you know, for this year. You know, it was definitely a challenge, but I thought our guys did a heck of a job fighting through it.
Did you feel? Go ahead, Jason.
Just going back to the pass interference thing. So you can send it into the league, which is fine, but that doesn't really do you any good. Would it be nice if, you know, you can throw the challenge flag on the 12 men on the field? There's certain things that are not judgment calls necessarily that you're able to throw the flag on. Would it be nice to be able to throw the challenge flag on whether the players within the 1 yard distance?
Well, I think your point's well taken. I mean, these are really great conversations for the off season, and having the opportunity to be part of some of those, you know, at the owners' meeting and at the combine, you know, you understand the process. But yeah, we're every coach, you know, every team, you know, all the officials. I mean, we're into the competition part of it right now. I mean, it's you know, I'm not a fan of making adjustments during the season for roles and things like that. But no, I get it. There's always conversation each and every year about what can be challenged and what can't. I mean, there's, you know, and I think, you know, I think the league does a really good job. And Mark Murphy's on the competition committee and the communication. And I mean, there's a lot that goes into it behind the scenes, the film study, the collaboration. So you just got to trust the process.
How'd you feel about the tackling relative to last week against Seattle?
It wasn't as good. I know the numbers were similar, but it was really the production that came off the missed tackles last night. And that was, you know, focus, you know, particularly with, you know, their action game and, you know, the deep crossing routes that they ran against us. You know, it was important for us to, you know, play leverage and tackle to catch and, you know, and that's, you know, something that we need to improve on.
I don't think Ty's ever played as many snaps as he has. I mean, not just touches, but snaps.
Yeah, last 2 weeks.
Yeah. Are you comfortable with that? And is okay? So maybe the follow-up would be, did you need to see him do this? Because, you know, it's kind of the unknown factor for him.
No, I understand what you're saying. Frankly, you know, that's – I think the Seattle game is what it is. You know, you get into that type of game, and then last night turned into that because of the, you know, the score. So, I mean, ideally, you like to play a little more balanced. I mean, there's a couple guys that are playing a lot of reps, and I'm very cognizant of that. It's a long year. They don't want to hear it. I mean, they want to play every rep, you know, and I certainly appreciate that. But, I mean, I just right on my personnel board, right next to their names, I have the reps that they play on offense and special teams each and every game, number of reps they averaged last year. So there's a play time, you know, projection, and, you know, it's something you have to keep track of because it's a long year. It's very obvious that he's played a lot of football. I think he has almost 150 reps in 2 weeks.
Two more, please.
Mike, I know you'll go through corrections like you always do, but are there some positives from last night that you can – I mean, I'm thinking, you know, that Cobb play stands, you're at the 50-yard line, you probably go in and score a touchdown or a field goal, it's 17-14. Who knows how the second half goes. Were there some – what are kind of the good things that you'll pull out and talk about with your guys, even though you lost, not – moral victory-wise, but just there's also good on the film, too.
Well, I believe in the filter and in the process of evaluation, application, and continuation. You know, when you evaluate the pros and cons of any event, particularly the game, the ability to apply it to move forward is critical. That's how you grow, and that'll be our focus. So the application of the things that went wrong last night, we'll be a better team from it, and the things that went right will definitely build off of it because – to have continued success in this league, you have to continue to grow. And regardless of what our injury report looks like come Thursday, we will pad it up and we will get down, you know, with our knuckles on the ground and get after it Thursday because we have to continue to develop the youth of this football team. So that's always been our process. That's always been our plan. And that's why I trust the evaluation process. But more importantly, it's the application of the things that you do each and every week and how your players – you know, push that forward to their preparation, and that's how you get better.
Mike, speaking of developing the youth, you've been around Kevin King long enough to get to know his makeup, his personality, especially a young player at that position. Is there a balance you have to take in protecting his development and not giving him too many more snaps at one time, or is he kind of ready for that at this point?
Kevin King's snap total, I'm not concerned with. You know, I think he's in a position where he's done a number of good things with his opportunities. So, if anything, he's earned the right to, you know, potentially play more. So, smooth, confident athlete, and he's getting healthy, and he looks comfortable out there. So, I like the progression that Kevin's making.